Welcome to the Wedding Business Success Show. I'm your host, Debbie Shadid. If you're a powerhouse business owner, you are in the right spot. This show is for women who have success and they still desire more. I'm sharing strategies for you to elevate your business, opening up a way for you to work with more of your dream brides. I'm sharing tips to create more ease, showing you how to recreate your business to allow more freedom in your schedule, and yes, more money. I know what's possible. I'm excited to take you on a journey to discovering more. Hey, welcome to the show. I'm your host, Debbie Shadid. Today, I am going to be sharing three action steps you can take to review and assess your sales, your pricing, your weddings. Well, you can use these same three steps to assess everything in your business. These three steps really are going to be the golden ticket to you finding success in your business. My goal with this podcast is to offer simple, transformative steps you can make to shift your business to create more ease, more freedom in your schedule, really more of what you want. And for each of you guys, I know that's different. I want to give full credit to this idea that I'm sharing with you to one of my sales coaches who has a program called 2K for 2K. Her name is Stacey Bayman. I will link to her podcast in the show notes. It's a podcast for life coaches, but there's some great ideas about sales. And this is a strategy that I learned from her. Now, I've modified it to work for you guys. So let me get into that. I want you to be thinking about everything that happens in your business really routinely. I mean, every day, sort of do a download of what's happened, what went right today, what went wrong today, what should you have done differently, those kind of things. And I'll get into this really in detail as we go through the podcast. I do want to ask you this, though. When we think about where you are today in your business, I want you to ask yourself, did you take action today, just today, to sell something new? And if it's in the morning and you're listening to the podcast, well, then let me ask you, are you going to take action to sell something today? Because here's the deal, you guys, without sales in our business, we don't have a business, right? You have to have sales to really be able to say that you're being paid for what you do. So I know most of you guys have full calendars already and you're looking to grow your business, but let's talk really more about the other things that you need to look at. So yeah, what are you doing today to take action to have sales? Have you created a lead list, a master lead list of all the people that you're talking to? Sometimes in this creative space that you guys live in, keeping those details is not high on the priority list, right? You're thinking about the details of the wedding for the next wedding that you're going to do, and you're not thinking about, like, who's the leads that I need to follow up with? Am I keeping track of this? So create a lead list. It really, you guys can do it like on a sales spreadsheet, an Excel spreadsheet. Write down the date that you got the inquiry. Where'd you get the inquiry? This is something that I do in depth with my one-to-one clients. We work through this because we really want to find out where the breakdown is. If you're not booking as much, or if the inquiries coming from this place are not your ideal client, or if it's a month with slow inquiries, we want to look at all those things to make sure that we've got a consistent flow of leads coming into your business, because leads drive the bookings and that drives the profit for your business, right? Are you following up with outstanding leads? This is something, again, that's really kind of a painful thing to do, right? You guys think in your mind like, oh, I don't want to hound these people. I don't want to be that person that calls or emails or texts one more time and says something along the lines of, hey guys, where are we at with this? Now, if you guys follow me, I'm going to be teaching you lots of strategies as we go along with ways that you can follow up in a way that feels more authentic for you. I also want to know, have you worked through creating a plan to maybe diversify your income? So think about those things really on a daily basis. Are you taking action? What did you sell today? Maybe you set a goal just to make money this week, some kind of money every single solitary week. Maybe for you, it's not a booking every week. Maybe it's an add-on sale to something you've already got. All right, let's get to these three strategies that I talked to you about. We're going to go all in on those. These are going to be the three golden tickets to finding success in your business. I'm going to cover all three of these: what worked, what went wrong, And how could you change what you just did to get a better result? Okay, so those are the three things that we're going to do to assess what's going on in our business. And these things can be applied to every area of your business. So the first thing that I want you to do is to think about what worked in your business. What worked with brides, what worked at the wedding, what worked with the sale. Now, what do I mean what worked? So I really want you to sit down and think through. Maybe it's just that you think through today in your business and you say, all right, for today, what did I accomplish? The day worked well because I had my day time blocked. The day went well because I stayed off of social media. The day went well because I woke up, I was rested, I had a great breakfast, and I felt really inspired. So that would be how you might assess what worked in your business for the day. And of course, maybe you apply that to lots of different things. You know, what worked well? Well, my kids were at daycare today. What worked well? I went to a coffee shop so I wasn't distracted at home. You could also be thinking about this, what went well with brides. Maybe that's a bride that you're emailing back and forth with, and you want to think about the details. What was it about that email that really you think was the deal that got her to email you back? Maybe it's you had a conversation with a bride and she decided she was going to work with you, or maybe you were going to do an add-on sale and the bride said yes. So you want to think about what worked right with that situation. And this can be applied to what worked at a wedding. What went right? Was it because you were super organized? Was it because there was a backup shooter there? For all of you guys as businesses, this could be different. Maybe it's because you finally got your checklist together. So when the floral was being delivered, everybody knew what to do and nobody had to keep coming to you and asking you questions. Then you could be applying the same what worked to what worked when you were selling a bride. This is when we want to look at pricing. You know, was it which package offer seems to be converting the most? When you look at your low-end offer and your medium offer and your high-end offer, or maybe you're a bridal shop and it's like you look at which line of dresses sold the most or which style of dresses sold the most. So what worked in the sales process or as you were selling something? So that could be price. It could be the way you presented it. Maybe it's because you really made a great connection with the bride. Maybe it's because you spent the time getting to know her and so she felt good about it and you felt good about it. Maybe it's because it was actually your ideal client. Maybe it was your dream bride and so you came to it with a certain energy. Be really thoughtful and think through that process to figure out in each area of your business what is working. And as I've mentioned, you can do that today at the end of the day. You can do it after you get off the phone call with a bride. You can do it, certainly, you guys, after every single wedding. You should for sure be doing that. After end of a big sale at your shop. Whatever that is for you, think about how you can be assessing what worked, because this is key. When you find out what worked, guess what you do? You duplicate that. It brings a new awareness to you and you're more aware of like, oh gosh, when I said this, I realize now that really made a difference. The next piece, what went wrong? Where did you go wrong in what you were doing? Where did you not get the reaction that you wanted? Okay, maybe it was in your sales presentation. You thought, this is it. This girl's going to book with me. And she didn't. And so you're saying, okay, what went wrong here? Because she left here saying, I need to think about it. And you're thinking it was a done deal. Or maybe you were sure that the wedding went exactly the way you hoped it would be. And yet at the end, somebody was upset with you. So what went wrong? Why didn't they buy the package that you thought was the perfect package? It included this, this, and this, and you thought, this is great. This is what everybody's going to want to buy. Maybe it's at a bridal show. You had a bridal show offer, and you didn't get any appointments booked. So what went wrong? Why did something fall flat? And that's when you really want to ask yourself, okay, was at the bridal show, maybe it didn't go right because I wasn't really jumping out there and talking to people. Maybe I was low in energy that day. Maybe I didn't do what I needed to do to create a bridal show booth that was really attractive and that really stood out. Maybe I was unprepared. Maybe I talked too much in the sales process. Maybe you didn't listen well. Oh my goodness, sometimes we're guilty of talking about ourselves so much that we forget to ask the questions that we need to ask to really move the sales process along, because maybe you didn't really find out what the bride wanted. So you want to think through your offers. Like, what went wrong? Why did they not want that? And listen, I would challenge you guys, once you book a bride and you have a good relationship with a bride, go back and ask, why were you not interested in this package? Because I thought that had the most value in it. Ask them directly. If you can't figure it out for yourself, go ask, because this what went wrong is such an important piece to this puzzle of really learning how to really have faster success in your business. You can see if you're analyzing everything you do like this through these kind of lenses, thinking about what worked in the process, what went wrong. And then you want to think about how could you change what you were doing to get a different result. So you might be taking then the what worked and what went wrong part and putting those two together to really think, okay, how do I need to change my process? Maybe it's the process that where you're gathering information from the bride before you actually have a meeting with her, and you think, you know, maybe that was where the breakdown was. Maybe I didn't get enough information so that I could really present to her what I thought was the right thing. Hey, listen, maybe your website needs to be updated and it is not bringing in the client that you want to work with. Is that the case? You've got to look at all aspects of that. Maybe you're not presenting positive message on social media. I don't know what it is for you guys. You've got to think about that really clearly, to think about what could you do differently to get a different result. Sometimes we expect to have really high paying clients that will pay us a lot. Sometimes we expect that our clients will pay us the highest price for our services. Sometimes we don't see our own website, social media, our own presence. I call it kind of like the wrapping on your business, like the clothes of your business brand. And I'm not talking about the clothes that you wear, but I'm talking about your website, your social media presence, all those pieces. Actually, your bridal show booth would be a piece of that. Maybe they don't see you as being as high end as what you've got yourself priced. All those pieces need to align. So if you're thinking about what could you change, in that case, maybe it's like, I need to take a hard look at my own personal presence online. And guys, this includes your personal Facebook page, your personal Instagram page, because honestly, when you're in this business, there's not much that's private, because you've heard me say it before, brides work with people. And I guarantee you, most of your brides or most of the people you're doing business with, they're looking at you personally and professionally. So make sure all those pieces are aligned. So let me recap that with you guys. You want to be thinking about what's working in your business, right? And that's the with brides, with weddings, with the sale, with your pricing, with the way you deliver your service. The second piece was what went wrong. Where did you not get what you wanted? Where did you not get the result you were expecting? And then the third piece is, how can you change what you did to get a different result? Can you see how if you took those three action steps literally daily, how it would shift your business so fast? Now, you have to be willing to look sometimes at yourself and decide, you know, I'm really up to this. I'm going to be honest with myself. And I know sometimes it feels like surely somebody else is responsible, but really when you're the business owner, it all lands on you. So the sooner that you're willing to look at yourself and say, you know, I'm willing to even have somebody else look at what I do. That's one thing that's great about me doing coaching with people, is I'm able to look at what they've got going on their business and be able to say, hey, did you see this? And did you see this? Because sometimes we don't see it for ourselves. So this week, my challenge to you guys, I want you to do this. I want you to take those three steps. I also, you guys, as I started out the podcast, I said, please create that lead list. Follow up with leads. Make sure that you're reviewing what's going on in your business. Staying on track for your goals is super, super important. The last thing, you guys, I want to give a shout out to one of my email readers, Nikita Harris. She sent me a sweet message today. You guys, I really put my heart into those newsletters, into all the content I produce for you guys. I want to make it really valuable. So if you're not reading my newsletters and if you have not subscribed, go over to my website and join our list. I really work to provide quick, simple solutions for you. And Nikita gave me a sweet email this morning. Just said, I always read your emails, although never respond. You're amazing. Thank you so much for that. That means so much to me. Go over to debbieshadid.com/review. I'm going to have just a quick recap of those three questions and some of the areas that I talked about for you to download. I love to make it easy for you guys. I cannot wait to see you and hear from you. Shoot me a message if you've got any questions about this. Hello@debbieshadid.com. Until next time, take care of yourself and keep up the good work. Bye-bye. Thanks for joining the Wedding Business Success Show. Before you leave, be sure to hit the subscribe button and take a minute to leave me a review. Ladies, that is it for today. It's your turn now. Take what you've learned and create the business of your dreams.